Jealousy.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. Listen, we've been going, still going strong. The eyes are starting to get on us, guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting. The eyes don't lie.
It's in the eyes, when they Chico. Realize.
It's in the true eyes, lies. Chico.
They never lie.
But we got to keep the tradition alive, and I'm going to give it to JD to let this toast be present.
Sir. Toast the toast.
So, again, we want justice. Stop killing black people.
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
Can't believe I got to still say this. And we will get a show before 2020. So, here's to an amazing episode 7, boys.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, today's episode is all about jealousy. Now, listen, this topic is so layered.
Yeah.
And it's very complex. So I think I want to just start breaking down what jealousy is. And, I mean, we had a little pre-call earlier, and I feel like our stances on jealousy are completely different.
They're varied.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're
you don't think they're completely different?
They're slightly different. They're a little varied.
I think they're completely different.
They're layered.
but before we start diving into our thoughts, I want to read off some stats here that I have.
Hit us with the stats, Jared. Hit us with the numbers.
Stat man, stat so man. There's a book that I dabble in every now and then. It is called The Evolution of Love in Humans. It actually states that 46% of a community sampled stated that jealousy was an inevitable consequence of true love.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's a perspective.
Tell that. Hold that in your mind.
Yep.
It also says women and men it also says that women and men typically interpret partners' jealousy as a sign of the depth of their love. And the absence of jealousy as a sign of the lack of their love.
Oh, wow. That's
I actually got to find the real. I take the book downstairs? There's another stat that I have to remember off the top of my head.
Okay. Hit us with it.
That 52% of women's death was caused by their lover.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That 52%.
Is that like. So, like, 52% of women who were murdered. Killed by an ex-lover.
Yeah, so 52% of all the women murdered
was
killed by their lover.
Wow.
That's intense.
Did they say if it was, like, always an ex or if it was a current lover? I'm sure it's current as well. It's probably both.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it could be both. I'm sure there's a varied variable.
I wonder
what
the percentage is of exes versus...
Yeah,
like
that would be
current,
interesting. Yeah,
But I mean, either way, wow, that's a wild number.
And I remember when I first read that stat, you didn't believe that it was from jealousy.
Not necessarily. I didn't believe it. I just was like, are we sure it stems from jealousy?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I have a hunch though.
I mean, if you're killing somebody,
I have a hunch.
You're
that
not doing it out of joy. You're not love you so much.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, the opposite of joy is not jealousy.
What is
right?
it?
So,
not necessarily. But
what is the opposite of joy?
Sadness.
And what is sadness?
I mean, that's layered. Sadness can mean different. I think sadness is subjective.
I mean, we'll never find out.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
Murder was done, but I think it's a safe bet to say a majority of them had jealousy as some sort of component inside of it.
Yeah, I worry. Well, what is your first thoughts when you hear jealousy? What do you think of jealousy when you hear that?
I mean, first of all, it's a human emotion, right? We all have jealousy in us. I think it's more so than others, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it also depends on where you are in your life mentally. And I want to start with that instead of saying it depends on how old you are, because that's all.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it depends on your mindset, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It depends what you feed into your mindset, what you tell yourself. So I also want to say I believe jealousy. When I think of jealousy, the next word that comes to my mind is comparison. Because the only reason why I'm jealous of you is because I'm comparing myself to you.
Yeah.
And also, jealousy is not even so much about the other person. It's more so about you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
insecurity
yeah, yeah.
that you have. Yeah. Insecurity that you have that person has ABC and I don't, or that person's taller, that person's in better shape, that person has more money, or better car, better girl, better man.
Yeah.
So it's definitely it's a comparison thing.
Yeah, that hits the nail on the head. What is your first initial reaction when you hear jealousy?
Man, I mean, yeah, a lot of the same things that you said, JD. For me, it also kind of, I kind of go back to a childish place. Like,
interesting.
You know what I mean? I have more so, and not a particular instance that I can remember where I'm like, oh, I was jealous because he had a dog or something like that. Just the feeling of being helpless when I feel jealous. And that's what I mean when I say like a childlike place, because it feels like, and when I feel jealousy, I feel like I'm not in control. Like, I'm not in control of what's happening to me. And it causes a helplessness sort of feeling inside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something that, you know, instantly you have to kind of address and check. But for me here, you know, when I think of jealousy, I definitely liken it more towards a helpless feeling. And it definitely makes me go back to, you know, my childhood.
Mentally,
at least.
It's interesting you say that, because I think when I hear jealousy and I think knee-jerk reaction, I think of obsession. I think of wanting to desire to own. I think of like this feeling of panic comes to mind when I think of jealousy. Right. And that is normally the response that you allow jealousy to take over. You know, when you feel, because I think at the end of the day, every human in this world feels jealousy on a daily basis.
Whether they know it or not.
Whether they know it or not. And I think they do know it, but it comes in different forms and different ways of disguising it. And I think the jealousy on its own is not bad.
If you channel it, it's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's amoral, and it's not a situation where it's good or bad. But in society, we look at jealousy as a negative trait.
I think it is always
a negative trait, no matter what.
I see how people use it and flip it into a positive. But so to me, it's like, all right, so jealousy is when you're focusing on somebody else, not yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Comparison.
So you're comparing, and in doing so, you're preventing yourself from evolving.
Yeah.
From, you know, leveling up, so to speak.
Yeah.
I understand how people say, like, okay, I'm going to take this jealousy and I'm going to, you know, let it fuel me.
Yeah.
But then it's like,
where does that go?
Well, not so much where does it go, because it might take you to where you want to go. But then at the end of the day, you haven't addressed the issues within yourself that allow you to become jealous.
Yeah.
So, you just fueled up to, you know, the next level. But now you're at the next level and you're jealous all over again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe you level up all the way to the top, but you're just going to be jealous at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Until you figure out what it is inside of you that allows you to become jealous. Ignoring the jealousy and using it to fuel you is going to ultimately not serve you in the long run.
Yeah. So you think having that feeling jealousy is
shut it down.
It's not good.
Shut it down.
Well, I think in order to shut it down, though, to your point, Lois, I think you need to be aware of it.
Absolutely.
And I think you need to accept it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men, we don't say I'm jealous, right?
We don't acknowledge it.
And that's why I say that we don't acknowledge it. We're not aware. And maybe we're aware of it or not, but, you know, a lot of these feelings that we are aware of, we just don't title them as jealousy.
Yeah.
So it's accepting I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Right? And having a conversation with yourself first and foremost, because again, it's about you and what you believe you're lacking from the other person that you are quote unquote jealous of.
Yeah. That's a perfect point. I think the first step, everybody has to admit, I am jealous.
Yeah. Period.
You can't go anywhere until you admit that fact. Yeah. And I actually disagree. I don't think that you need to get rid of it. I don't think that you need to let it go. I don't think that it's something that you can't feel, because I look at jealousy as
an aid,
a part of the recipe to have healthy relationships.
Right.
Because if you don't have jealousy, what ends up happening is you become complacent. You become like, when you stop comparing, because I think comparing yourself to someone else that is better than you is not bad. Now, if it controls you and you start to get to a place where you're not able to move forward, you're not able to continue. And I'm open to debate on that. But I look at myself, anybody that is close to me and let's even go down to like a very superficial level, Instagram. If you are in a similar bracket as me, Instagram following, if you do the same thing as I do, music, so to speak, I'm going to look at you and compare myself to you.
Right.
I'm going to look at your engagement. I'm going to look at your the way how much your streams are playing. I'm going to look at how what you're trending, mm-hmm. how are the people receiving you, and I'm going to compare it to my audience.
Right, right.
Naturally, that's what I'm going to do. And if your audience is more intrigued in you than my audience is intrigued in me,
yeah.
I'm going to look at my stuff and try to figure out how do I get it to that level. I get competitive.
Right.
But
right.
that's all right. So I see what you're saying, but to me, there's a line between jealousy and just like that's good research.
Yeah.
Like that's what you need to be doing if you're an artist or you're in in entertainment or a content, providing type of field where you're giving music or art or something. Like if you're using the internet, you need to look and see how your peers are engaging and how they're engaged with, and to see if there's other things that you can do well or take away from that. I don't necessarily think that's jealousy. I think for me, jealousy is not constructive. Jealousy stops you.
Yeah. So in relationships in the past, including my wife, I was told, you don't care. Or you don't care enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, I do care. I'm just not jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I realize there's such a thing as good jealousy and bad jealousy.
Yeah.
Right. The bad jealousy is pretty self-explanatory, where it's controlling. Where you going? Who you with? You can't wear that. Right.
Yeah,
it's control jealousy form.
Yeah.
But the good jealousy is like, damn, you look good.
Yeah.
But that's not jealousy.
Where are you going? Well, it's. So
that's interest. That's passion.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's not like, you feel me? Like that's.
I like that. I like
jealousy
that.
Jealousy is not a positive mindset.
Right.
Like, you can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Well.
Ahead.
No. Yeah. So.
I think it is.
Well. All right. I'm gonna get that too.
Yeah.
Because I was listening. You guys had some great stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanna stay for a second on the whole. I'm not jealous.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, at least I can only speak on my behalf, but I'm pretty sure a lot of guys out there are have that mindset, right?
And women too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be surprised.
Totally. Totally. And obviously, again, I'm just going off of.
I'm not jealous. I'm just possessive.
Yeah. And so, for me, it came back to that self-awareness moment where I was like, how come all these women are saying the same thing? Like, I'm not jealous, but I care, And so I'm like, how do I find that balance?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so for me, because it's easy not to care.
Yeah.
Right. And the main reason,
it's a defense mechanism.
Exactly. And the main reason why I was so I had that defense mechanism and I had that I'm not jealous type of thing is because of one thing and one thing only.
Mm.
I was afraid of getting hurt.
Mm.
Right.
I couldn't be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So now I can't be vulnerable because I'm scared to get hurt.
Yeah.
So now I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not jealous.
Yeah.
I'm good. And deep down, I'm like, I'm not good.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to have that dialogue with my woman.
Yeah.
So fast forward to work on self-awareness, I learned how to communicate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I learned how to be more self-aware. So now I'm confident in my own and I can communicate that to now my wife.
Yeah.
Right. But again, I think a lot of men, the ego takes over.
Yeah.
And instead of just saying, I'm afraid and I'm scared to be, just to say those two words, afraid and scared is not in most vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Let alone vulnerable and hurt, right?
For sure.
So I'm scared to get hurt.
Yeah.
So instead of, addressing that, I'm like, I don't care, do your thing.
So can you recall a time where you were jealous?
I'll tell you one that will probably surprise you.
Interesting.
I was jealous of the situation that we had when it was just the two of us on here.
Hey, I was actually curious to see if you were going to bring that up.
Well,
I wasn't.
Now that I know the actual real definition of jealousy, this is a perfect time to bring it up. So I initially, when Jared told me we were going to bring you on permanently, I initially was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And apparently, I already know I'm very territorial.
Yeah.
And Jared can attest to that. Like, I don't like extra people.
He keeps it small.
I keep it very, very tight.
Sure.
Pause.
nice.
So yeah, like initially I was like, well, do we need JD?
Yeah, like why are we adding more people in the pot?
I like it now.
Yeah.
But at first I was just like, I wasn't so sure. So that's an example right there.
Yeah.
And then I had to, in order to overcome that jealousy, I had to talk about it with Jared.
Yeah.
Right then and there. Because Jared will tell you, whenever either of us feels something, we address it immediately.
Quick.
Right. We don't let it fester because we, in other relationships, friendships, we both realized at this point that you let it fester, it never ends well. It's going to be bad. So we had a discussion right then and there about it. And it brought me to the realization, and it's something that I've learned in other instances, but I had to obviously constantly be reminded. And I think it it's a good thing for everybody reminded that you're not losing by somebody else winning. So you know what I mean? There's enough on the table for everybody, whether you see it or not.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't see how much it is because all you're focused on is your little pile right here and you can't look past it.
Right.
And so you don't realize that there's a whole fucking banquet in front of you.
And
that it's just like, yo, the more the merrier. So that was definitely a time I experienced jealousy right there.
Yeah. Jealousy is an emotion
that
we're all going to feel.
Right.
But if we don't put those, if we don't admit like, hey, I'm a little jealous right now and I'm going to put all this on the table, you might not know it in the moment.
Right.
But when you put jealousy on the table, you start to realize like, oh, how do I get rid of this feeling?
You start to take it away.
Yeah. You start to level, you know, understand the situation more and level yourself up in that sense. Like so that it's not a situation where you're like, okay, my real fear here is that I'm going to be cut out.
Right. Yep.
Because
that I'm gonna lose what I have.
Exactly, and that brings me to what I remember, what I was trying to make earlier.
The point you're perfect.
Making. Yes. Perfect. So what I had to come to realize was that jealousy was a part of the successful relationship ingredient. So when you first meet someone, you have attraction.
Right.
That's one. The reason why you're attracted to that person is because their skin's good, their lips are full, and that tells your body subconsciously that that person is a good mate.
Right.
They're not sick. We're not going to pass down diseases to whatever our person. Reality. Then you go into, after that, you go into courting. So now you're trying to court this person. You're trying to level yourself up and show your best qualities, right?
Right.
And then you have jealousy that keeps the relationship around. If you do not have jealousy, you will not keep that person around. And the reason why I say that is there was a study. There was a study where they got a group of couples in that same book that I referenced earlier.
Right.
They got a group
that
of couples.
You didn't tell us the name of.
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did.
Yoke on my face.
I did.
Oh, sorry.
But the
couples.
The couples, they got a group of couples.
Right.
They all gave them a jealousy report where they had to fill it out. They got the different scores 7 years later.
So it was like a questionnaire or something.
It was like out of 200.
And And out of those 200, they got the answers and got a score.
And
out
they were
of
able
it.
To monetize or
quantize
their jealousy. So the couples that scored higher, when they checked back in 7 years later, they were married. Mm. The couples who scored lower were broken up. So it's obviously something that needs to be studied more, but it's very telling that a healthy amount of jealousy equals a healthy relationship.
But
our experience with it is terrible.
Right. So
why is that?
Here's what I would say in regards to that study. I would wager that most of those people who scored high in the jealousy, you know, component, they probably also are more outwardly emotionally invested in each other. They're probably more passionate people.
So let me ask you guys this then. If you, we've all said, we've been told in our past that we're not jealous. Now, I know why I'm not jealous anymore.
Right.
And the truth is, it's not that I'm not jealous. It's that the result that I want when I am jealous doesn't come from me being jealous.
Right.
It comes from me being understanding and being able to level up myself.
Right.
You know, it comes from me understanding. And I think about the times when I was jealous, and I'll share a story first. So I'll kick it off. I actually shared this, and I think in episode 2, where I was talking about my girlfriend cheated on me, and I went to go talk to the guy that she cheated on me with.
Unnecessary, but you did it.
I needed to do it. I needed to do it.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
You did. Okay.
I did. But to be fair, I went to go talk to him before I knew that they cheated.
Kick his ass, bro.
So, to be fair with that, but I went to go talk to him just to be like, hey, man, why are you being so disrespectful? And that's when he told me, yo, she was over here. And so I was like,
swap.
Tupac on me right quick. And that's when I was like, and it hurt so bad. And the reason why it hurt was because he was more successful than me. He was in more shape than I was.
Yeah.
He was older than I was. He was more, he had his life way more put together.
Right.
And I was so jealous that I had to learn that I was not the best choice for that girl. And I was just in a fit of rage. Yeah. It made me respond and do things that I never would have done.
You were so envious of the shit that he had that it fueled the jealousy
yes.
that you had mm. when it came to her.
And it went ballistic.
Even though he probably didn't even want her at that point.
Or did he? He probably did.
He did?
He probably did. Oh, yeah, okay. He probably did. But I went insane. Like I remember vividly, like, in the midst of our argument, thinking to myself, like, this is embarrassing. The way I'm responding is so insecure.
Yeah,
right. The way that I feel, like, why don't I just walk away and leave?
Right.
The reason why I stayed in that relationship again was to conquer. Less to do with it's me ego. Being like, you know,
ego.
This is. I just wanted to know that she was gonna stay here.
It's ego.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is,
and that's that jealousy right there, going crazy,
going like, nuts.
You're so afraid of somebody else taking what you have that you already have. That's the craziest thing about jealousy. You already have it,
and that's the and it actually pushes her away.
Yeah.
Right. You know. Yeah. And so what I had to realize was that, like, okay, this jealousy that I have is not giving me the result that I want.
Nah.
So I have to figure out how to filter it through a different funnel.
I got something for you.
Hit me.
What you want and what will bring you joy might not be the same thing. I'll say it again. What you want and what will bring you joy might not be the same thing. So to your point in your story, what you thought you wanted probably wasn't going to bring you joy.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be, it wasn't going to make you happy. It would have fed your ego.
Yeah.
And you would have been like, I won.
And we didn't last after that. We didn't last. As soon as I conquered it, it dissolved.
Over.
Right. But again, it's comparison for me is goes hand in hand with jealousy. You know, you were comparing yourself to that dude.
Yeah.
You know, and you were hurt.
Yeah.
And you were sad by it. Yeah. Maybe you didn't know you were hurt and sad. You were just angry, right?
Yeah,
because
back then you were younger, Jared.
You know what I'm saying? man up. But I think a lot of it for me too is you know, we spend so much energy focusing on the success of others. Mm-hmm. So in your case, you were he's more successful than me. He has more money than me, right? Mm-hmm. That to me means he's more attractive to her and so on and so forth. And
which I think is true.
Sure. But we don't spend enough energy focusing on developing our own success.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. I spent so much time focusing on how can I have that? Yeah. How can I have what he has? Right. Yeah. How can I obtain whatever it is that he has over me? Right. And at the end of the day, instead of doing that, actually focusing my energy on having meaningful relationships in my life.
Yeah.
That I'm happy about.
Have you been jealous in your current relationship? Can you recall something that you feel?
Yeah. And not so much from like a another guy's standpoint. But I've been jealous of my wife is very grounded, and she's very easily able to be focused, and I'm not. I'm like ADD. I'm all over the place. Yeah. I open up all these doors. I'm running in half of them, and I get overwhelmed, and I'm like, how does she do it?
Mm.
In fact, I actually just had this conversation right now with Shan, with your wife.
Yeah.
I went downstairs and I was like, I don't know how Jared does it.
Yeah.
And I've been such an admirer from afar from you, because I'm like, I wish I had his ability to focus.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I need either the Adderall. Maybe he's taking. Yeah. Maybe he's not.
No Adderall here.
I gotta.
Although
straight cocaine.
although
I gotta hit the Juul, whatever it is.
Adderall, and this is something I'll probably take out. But sure. Like, Adderall is a drug that when I took it one time, I said I need to put this down.
Yeah, because you can get hooked.
It
easy.
Made oh, me yeah, feel yeah, yeah. like God.
Because like cocaine.
Right. Right.
It's the same thing.
Way, way more further than cocaine.
I don't know.
It made me think I could balance
good
this.
Good coke in my days.
Again, I, as I was told in the past, you don't care enough. And I said, I do care. I'm just not jealous.
Yeah.
Back when, younger JD days, I was very conceited, very cocky,
no,
very arrogant, not very JD. Full of myself. I thought I was the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm talking the Wonder Bread. You remember the Wonder Bread when you were a kid? Oh, that's that good stuff.
Yeah.
Back when you were a kid.
Oh, when you were a kid.
In Alabama,
yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Though.
That was good marketing.
So, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did a good job.
And so with that being said, I'm like, because I feel like I'm all these things,
yeah.
No dude's going to come and take my place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wrong. I realized, you know, I've been realizing this for a while now, but I think what I was actually subconsciously doing was being my own hype man and blowing up my head and my ego so much because I was so afraid to possibly get hurt.
Yeah.
I was so afraid to be vulnerable. So I flipped it and I took control of it.
Yeah.
I'm this, I'm that. What are you talking? You can't replace me.
But you didn't take control of it. You let it control you.
Thank you. Well said.
You know, the first signs of jealousy for me that I noticed is I get competitive with my friends. Okay. I get mad competitive, like to the point where I'm checking all of our numbers. I'm checking where I'm at compared to you.
Yeah.
And if you are further than me,
right.
there's people that I won't mention. You know who you are. Where we started at the same place. And I have passed you.
Hey.
And I have made it past you mainly because of how much I compared myself to you.
Use them as motivation.
As motivation.
I don't think jealousy is what fueled you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, wanting to reach higher, wanting to elevate yourself is what fueled you. Jealousy,
well, thank you for that.
But jealousy may have stemmed from jealousy.
It did stem from jealousy.
Jealousy may have kicked it off. You might have been like, damn, he's going to take my shine. He's going to you know, take what I've been building. But then once you get past that, you're like, man, no, hold on. I've worked hard for this. I need to push. Like the problem I think a lot of people have these days, and you know, it's easy to do because of things like Instagram, Facebook and all that, but we're in a cycle of comparing ourselves to define ourselves.
And not
celebrating ourselves, our individualities and trying to cultivate what we have individuals.
Yeah.
And pushing that further instead of like getting hung up on
And
seeing
I think
what people have and turning jealous and envious of bullshit that not only is it just, you know, it's not yours, it's not your life.
I agree.
You have to focus on you, but it's not even reality.
Like, I agree.
You're only getting the slice of the picture. They're not even giving you the real deal.
But here's
the,
I agree.
But even if it is reality, that reality may not work for you.
And even then, exactly. And even if it is reality.
Because success is subjective.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I'm tempted, and what I'm saying is going to be like not popular opinion, but like I feel like that's the beginning stages. Yeah, if you're at a level where comparing yourself is going to spin you out of control and make you so hateful, self-hate, if that's gonna happen to you, don't do that. I have a lot of things about me that I love. So me comparing myself to your following or me comparing myself to you is not gonna be like a situation where I'm like, oh, he has this and I'm so, you know, I'm so emotional. Like, it doesn't do that. What it does, it motivates me. Now if you're a person that is like, all right, I'm gonna look at this person's Instagram and be like, their life is so much better than mine and I hate my life now. If you get to that place, you have other work to do before you start to do that comparison thing.
And that's what I'm saying with it not being reality. Like, you're beating yourself up over something that's probably a lie. Like, that's, and you're really just doubling down on the suck at that point.
And I think too, you know, back to the Instagram or social media thing, in my solution for jealousy is be grateful for what you have. Be humble for what you have. I actually have people who come up to me and say, I've been following you for a while, you know, I know you're a successful model, and they don't say I'm jealous of you, but I can tell that I'm the goal, right? I'm the standard.
Yeah, they're envious of
of my career.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I always come to them as like a servant in a way. Yeah. Like, I want to help you. And that's actually
how we met. Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, I can, not that I have all the answers, but
you've been doing it longer
I've been
than
doing
I
it for 15 years. I got to be doing something, right? So if I can help in any way, just let me know, reach out, right? Mm-hmm. But that's because I'm grateful for what I have. And to another point, another example, the first time we came over, Shay and my daughter, we came to the house. And I was like, damn. I was like, this crib is dope.
Oh, man.
And instantly I'm like, I want that.
Yeah.
But that was the knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, but that's healthy.
And it's healthy. Yeah. And so when I say knee-jerk.
It's motivation.
It turned into motivation. Mm-hmm. Knee-jerk was, I want that. And it's like, and then the mature now version of myself, I'm like, okay, I need to learn how to do A, B, C, and D instead of just sitting here hating like, man, whatever.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
See, I don't think you ever touched jealousy or envy when you came over here and you saw the crib. So because that's the thing, like, both of them are
well, I think heart, jealousy has a covered. Bad rap.
Well, because it's a bad thing. I'm saying, like, I don't think you necessarily hit jealous yet envious. I think you saw something. Tell me if I'm wrong, but for, like, I doubt that you were like, oh, that motherfucker's got this nice.
No, but is that jealousy?
That's envy.
That's envy.
Jealousy would be like if, you know, he came over and you were like, oh, like, I don't think emotionally you got to that point. I think you probably looked at it and was like, damn, that's a nice ass house. I need to get something like this.
Yeah.
How does jealousy make you feel?
Like, shit. If I see another man hitting on my wife, for example, or I hear about it because she'll come home and tell me, let's just say
a little jealous then.
I get curious.
Oh, see, I like it.
As opposed to jealous.
Is that weird?
And yeah, no.
I don't think it's weird.
No. It's weird. Yeah. And I also I'm like, that's my woman. Right.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
You should want to hit on her.
Yeah. That's how I got it.
Exactly. What you mean? I think the curiosity stems from, like, you know, again, that's that knee jerk reaction.
Yeah, like, hindsight's
like, hold on, she's my wife.
Jealousy makes me feel disgusting. Jealousy makes me feel insecure. Jealousy makes me feel possessive. Jealousy makes me feel like I am giving in to my emotions. The first thing that I have to do is recognize it as jealousy.
Yeah.
I think I have to admit
self-awareness.
That, because you know what's interesting? All the people that submitted their questions, all the people that had comments, was about someone else that was jealous of them.
And see,
it's about that. And I think that is why we can't deal with jealousy.
Yeah.
That is the reason why everybody looks at jealousy as a negative trait, because they can never recognize it in themselves.
That's so weird, because I guess it's just my viewpoint, but I can only think of one time that I know of where people were like jealous of me, like off the top of my head. I would hate to live my life in a constant state of thinking that people are hating or jealous of, like people don't care about you that much.
Start with that. Okay? Like, start with that.
We don't care
but
if you're
do.
Here.
No.
People, not as much as we think.
No, let's just be real. Like, nobody cares if you're here or not.
Yeah.
To an extent. Like, I remember throwing a fit when I was younger in like third or fourth grade or something. Jealousy. Wow. Coming back. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Childhood.
I was jealous about this. I had like a little girlfriend or something.
She
had been talking to this other guy.
Ooh.
And I was mad as fuck. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to show her. So you know what I did?
What?
I said to myself, here's what I'll do. I'm going to get her attention. Mm. I'm going to go to school the next day. I'm not going to say anything to her or anybody. That's just going to be quiet. I'm going to show them. And then everybody's going to be mad. I'm like, why isn't Lo saying anything? Or Carlos at that point. Why isn't Carlos saying anything? And you know what happened when I did that? And I went to school and nobody, and I didn't say anything. Nobody gave a fuck. Nobody came up to me and was like, what's wrong?
What's going on? I noticed
so,
you're different.
So that's why I say, like, nobody, like, get over yourself, yo. Like,
yeah,
everybody's hating on you. All right, whatever. Next. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No. So there you go.
But no, I think that you got to acknowledge that you're jealous. And once you acknowledge that you're jealous, you can then filter it through something else.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, for myself, every time I was jealous, it was because someone was better than me. Mm. So what it made me do.
What you perceived as better than you. I hate that you keep saying better than
they
you.
They were.
Sorry, it's a trigger to me.
No, they
better
were.
Better than you how, though?
They were. They were more successful, had more money. Their life was more put together. They had stability.
That doesn't equate better.
That's on the surface.
Why not?
Having more money doesn't. So
it's
if somebody's richer, that doesn't mean they're better than you. That just means that they have more money than you.
Yeah.
I know a lot of rich assholes.
I guarantee you.
Doesn't make them
I guarantee you. But this is the thing. If we're looking at it on why I was jealous of that person.
Okay, you're talking about what caused your envy.
Because again,
no.
As Lo said earlier.
Okay, even if they don't actually, in my mind.
Right. Okay.
The point that I'm trying to make is even if they are, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're miserable in their life. I don't give a fuck about that.
What you've perceived as better than your situation.
I don't care if they're actually miserable in their life. The way I look at them, if they are more successful than I am, if they have a better life in my perceived life, even let's take it to Jesus Christ. I left the church in a blaze. I left the church in a blaze, but I never let go of Jesus Christ. The reason why, I don't believe that he really existed, but the reason why, it was because his stories and all of the stories that were about him was about an incredible man.
Okay.
And that was something that I wanted to emulate.
Sure.
Okay.
Regardless if it was actually true, regardless if this person that I perceived as to be better than me, if it was actually true, I allowed myself to feel it. Because it made me work harder.
Yeah.
Even if I can't be perfect, the inspiration to be perfect was enough for me. That jealousy that spawned me to look at him as like, oh, this guy has a better physique than I do. Mm-hmm. He has more money than I do.
Yeah.
He's taller than me. He has more hair than I do. Whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It made me go work on myself and make myself a better person.
Yeah.
That is the way that I think that everybody should look at jealousy.
Yeah.
If everyone wants to walk through life and say like, I'm not jealous, I'm not this, I don't feel it. That's fine. That doesn't aid me. Mm-hmm. When I felt like I was the God's given to every great, no one could get better than me. When I felt like that, I lost everything.
Yeah.
It never worked out better for me. It was so funny, bro.
You lost everything, even being the king of oral.
Didn't lose that.
Y'all mad. Y'all big mad.
That just got better.
No, but that's the reason why I think that jealousy had a bad rap, and right. It needs to be reversed. It needs to be changed, because jealousy is not innate a bad trait. It causes you to do bad things if you let it control you. But you need to have a little dice of jealousy to become a better person. No one's just going to be like, I just want myself to be better, just to be better. I think that's a lie.
Well, so I think that's a fake.
You think that somebody
not a good thing. Jealousy is just not good. Like it can be a good catalyst.
Yeah.
But the feeling of jealousy, the emotion of jealousy, it's not good. It's not a good fuel. It's not like, it's just, to me, it's not good. I completely understand how people use it, and it fuels them to heights that they probably never imagined. But at the end of the day, now you're a jealous fuck, except you've leveled up on your career or your girlfriend or whatever, you know, woman.
What's going to motivate you to move forward then?
Wanting to be better, flat out. Just me wanting more.
Does that last though?
Well, yeah. You're not hungry?
Honestly, does that last?
Yes. So you have to create your own hunger.
I guess that just doesn't motivate me.
What's that?
Being inspired by their house. That doesn't motivate
me. Well, the house.
Me wanting to get something that is comparable to their house is me being jealous. Period. That's how I feel about it.
Depends on how you interpret that, or not interpret. It depends on how you process that, I guess, that feeling. If you process that feeling and you look at me in a negative light because of something that I have.
Why does it have to be negative?
It's a negative trait. It's not positive, but if I want
what you have, mm-hmm. What you have makes me be like, I gotta work harder so that I can get that too.
That's not envy. That's being motivated.
For me, inspiration alone will only go so far.
So you need to feel negatively about somebody in order to be negative.
It's competitive.
Not negative.
But that's the literal definition of it.
I didn't hear negative. I heard bitter.
Where's the positivity in those definitions? Show me one positive thing in that definition.
I respond, I have everything I have from me being like, I want that. I need to work harder so I can have that.
That's motivation. You're motivated.
Jealousy did say you feel angry or bitter because you do not have them.
But I think the issue is everybody wants to hide behind inspiration. Everybody wants to be like, I don't feel jealousy because I don't feel any negative towards that person. Just wanting what something somebody else has is a negative trait.
No, it's not. Wanting something that somebody else has just because it's a nice thing?
Yeah.
That's not negative. If you have a nice car and I want that because it's a nice car, that's not negative. I respect the fact that, like I said, I'll go back to Mercedes. Mercedes made a nice car.
There's a lot of people who want things and they don't get them.
Because they didn't work hard enough for it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Have the motivation for it.
Exactly.
And they didn't have the envy of it.
No, that doesn't, because you know why they didn't get it?
Yeah.
Because they were so hung up on their envy and their jealousy that they didn't get off the fucking couch
so
to go get it.
So why did it work for me?
Because you actually used it to fuel. You looked at it and you let it be, you said, competition, fuel. Like I said, I don't think that you can't use that to fuel you.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
You can take jealousy or envy and you can fuel yourself with it. Like I said, I don't think it's good because at the end you're going to still be in the same fucking state of discontent.
I just think people are not able to admit that they're jealous because it's a negative term.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think that absolutely people don't want to admit that because it's it shows that you're weak or that you're vulnerable. But like, absolutely.
Hating and you're insecure.
Which you probably are. You might be.
But and those things, like, here's the thing. Jealousy is what it is, right?
Right.
It's negative, whatever, all those terms.
Right.
But if you get engulfed and controlled by jealousy, that's when you're a negative person.
Right.
But if you take that envy, you take that feeling, those hating feelings, and you use them as like, all right, you know, I'm going to use this as inspiration. I'm going to go work hard and get to what I need to do so that I can have what they have.
Right. You take it and you say, how can I take this feeling and let it inspire me? So now you start looking at it like, damn, okay, Jared busted his ass to get in this house.
Yeah.
I need to start busting my ass too. That's the good flip.
And
that's
I know, for me,
right,
inspiration and just being admirable, it's just I'm on the sideline. That's it. I'm not going to do what it needs to do.
So you need to feel a little bit of discomfort.
I need to feel competitive against you.
Yeah.
I need to feel like what you have is obtainable, and I have everything that you have. I have every characteristic that you have. I have everything that you got to get to where you got. I should be able to get to where you got too. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's just the bottom line. And like, and maybe that is like a shadow, so to speak. Because have you heard of shadows?
In what way?
It's like, it's the same. The thing that makes him flawed is the thing that makes him great.
Okay.
So,
and that's called a shadow?
Yeah. So it's like the shadow of a, I hate that you guys don't know these terms. So like the shadow of a person, like let's say, let's take it back to ambition.
Okay.
That is the shadow of you being self-centered. That is the light side of what you have.
But to
somebody, it's attractive.
But
then if you get close up to it, it's really a propulsive.
So the shadow is the dark side of
whatever characteristics that makes you great.
The coin, so
So maybe my shadow is that I'm always comparing myself and I'm competitive with people. Mm-hmm. But it's the thing that makes me successful. It's the thing that makes me a whole human. It's the thing that makes me want to dive into myself and
see,
to make myself greater.
And I would say that it's competitive.
And it's not jealousy. But your argument is.
What I'm saying is that's not jealousy.
That doesn't work
or
for
envy.
Me.
That
won't work for
that's
me.
But that's your competitiveness that pushes you.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's admiration for you, but from what I'm saying, because you don't feel anger or discontent or resentment towards people.
But that's the thing. I'm not. It is anger and discontent.
So there is some. So
but it's not going to cause me to act on it and to make your life hell.
The way you
that.
Act on it is you address it internally. You address it and you figure out, okay, how can I use this? How can I flip this in a positive way
for
myself? That's healthy.
And,
you're using it and restructuring it, and you're addressing the fact that you are jealous or envious.
And if people want to put a different word on it and say, oh, it's competitive and it's this and it's that,
well, no, it's not
that's
the way you just described it.
Yeah.
If you're feeling anger, resentment, or some type of discontent, that's exactly, it's envy or jealousy.
Yeah, I mean, but I think where you're going with it is where people are controlled by it. I think you're like, well, some people just don't feel this.
No, I'm not. It's not about control for me.
And I'll say everyone is different.
Yeah.
I know for myself, if I just think, oh, I'm just admiring this person, that is a spawn me into when I actually do let jealousy take control of me, because now I don't have control on it.
You've never had
now
an
I
instance
don't have
where you say, I don't know, what's like, you just looked, I'll give you one that I think we've probably experienced.
Yeah.
My blunt rolling skills.
You do have great.
I'm good at rolling blunts.
He has
right?
a great.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
Have you? I mean, are you?
I was obsessed with rolling that blunt so I can roll it just as good as you. And
but
I
you
think
didn't
that
resent me for being able to roll a blunt. You were motivated by how well I rolled that blunt, so it could.
Right. And yeah. But I'm saying I was jealous at how good you rolled that blunt. So see, this is the thing. I think where we're getting tripped up
I
here.
I would say that that's more inspiration.
Exactly. In personal opinion. Right. And I think that that is where we're getting tripped up here. I know for me to be the best Jared that I am, I cannot call it inspiration. I have to call it what it is.
You need that disgruntled, like,
me.
You need that, that.
No, see, that's what I'm trying to
well,
explain
see, that, that's
to
what
you.
It sounds like.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Yeah. I have to call it from the jump what it is. What you call admiration, I call the seed of jealousy.
But see, all right, so this is the thing. I think that you don't necessarily, I guess for me, it's about the jump off point.
Yeah.
Like for me, there's a difference between when I'm admiring something
yeah.
and when I'm jealous or envious of it, right?
But I think that's the seed of jealousy.
That is what? Is admiration?
We have this as human that jealousy is this bad thing.
It is.
The seed of it is inspiration.
According to the definition of it, it's not a good thing.
And that's where we that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's where we can agree to disagree. And I'm saying, I'll say it again just for everyone out there. Everyone's different. If you want to call it inspiration, that is fine. As long as it makes you a better person.
If you want to call it the wrong words, call it the wrong words, man. Do your
it's
thing.
Not
make
a wrong
up
word.
Definitions. Do you, do,
it's not a
crazy.
Wrong word.
Let's go crazy and just make
it. It's not a wrong word. I don't think it's a wrong word. Why is it a wrong word?
Because the definition is right there. The literal definition is in the dictionary. You can't reassign.
I know you're fighting that point. I know you are. But what I'm saying is inspiration is the seed of jealousy. And that's where I keep giving you that. I keep saying we can agree to disagree. But for me, everyone is different.
Okay, fair enough.
If you want to just leave it at inspiration, that has been a recipe for disaster every time for me.
For you, sir, that's fine.
I don't know why you keep laughing at that.
Because
it's what happens to me.
I get that. I'm not laughing at you and what happens to you.
If I just leave it as, all right, okay. I'm just limiting that to, it's just inspiration.
Yeah.
And I'm not recognizing that as a form of jealousy.
Okay.
That can spawn into me making really weird decisions.
Fair enough. I get that.
And I'm saying everybody is dealing with jealousy. We got so many submissions.
Right.
So many people want us to talk about jealousy.
Right.
But they're wanting to talk about it when it is jealousy. They're not wanting to talk about it what happens before. How does it get to jealousy?
But they should.
I think it starts at jealousy, though. See, that's the thing. I don't think there is something that comes before jealousy. I think
maybe
it starts
that's,
at jealousy.
That's where we can disagree on. I don't think jealousy is not just a thing that just like pops up. There's seeds. There's things that happen in you. There's chemical reactions that happen to you before you get to the point of making rash decisions of, I hate this person for what he has.
Right. But that's your internal shortcomings. That's you not working on whatever it is inside of you allows you to be bothered by other people's
and
successes.
And that's what I say for me.
So, but that doesn't require inspiration as the seed. You see what
I'm
saying?
I'm just jealous then.
The seed is right. The seed is just that. Just jealousy, and the reason that it is easy for you to spawn in you is because you haven't figured out the shit inside of you that allows you, you know, the feelings of inadequacy feelings of, you know, feeling like you're a failure because you haven't achieved certain milestones in your career. That's what the seed of jealousy is. It's not it's not, you know, the inspiration or looking at somebody's things and saying, oh, I like that car. That's not a seed. That's just you know, that's just an admiration.
It always starts. If I don't admire what you have, I will never have jealousy for you. If I don't think that what you have is incredible, I will never be jealous of you, period. And if you don't think that that is a form of jealousy, that is the, in my opinion, people trip up and they want to lean on the fact of I'm just inspired by something when in reality they're getting to the point of jealousy and they don't even know they got there. And they don't even know how they got there.
Some people, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm just saying for me, whenever I notice when I'm inspired or and admiring somebody, I'm going to key in on saying that might be a form of jealousy and I need to take a look at that. And it's not about changing the definition. It's not about, I'm not saying that jealousy is not what we just read. I'm just saying that the form of jealousy before it gets to actual jealousy
for you
is admiration. And I think it's for everybody, but I will agree to disagree just for everybody else's like sake, so to speak.
Well, I know for me,
yeah,
it has nothing to do with admiration.
So how do you feel about the argument that we had? Like, you pretty much are not in this episode. Just us going at it. But I do think that this is going to be really good TV because it is going to cause people to choose a side.
Pick a side, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's going to cause you. And I think a lot of people who are watching this are probably thinking that Los and I are actually angry with each other. We're really not.
This is a good conversation.
Yeah, this is like a normal conversation that we would probably usually have.
We would have
about,
this if this wasn't
yeah,
happening.
Exactly. So, and I know JD, that's probably why you fell back, because you probably felt like, oh, this is something I'm not trying to get involved
in. Hot. I'm sweating in here. It's hot in this bitch. Shit.
But it is a matter of being self-aware, though.
Right. 100%.
And so it's interesting, because even in knowing that, which is the perfect, you know, example of it's easier said than done, you're aware of that.
Yeah.
But yet you were still jealous.
Caught up.
Yeah. 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 100%. So in hindsight, right, it's always 20/20. But I think
but the difference I'm saying at that moment was that self-awareness, like you were saying, self-aware and instantly addressed it instead of letting it internalize and fester and become a thing, you know, two months later that now I can't stand every time you talk because I never addressed, you know.
That's why JD was quiet the whole time.
Yeah. I
made it really uncomfortable for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So to your point, self-awareness, 100% have to be self-aware.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, for my opinion, it is jealousy stems from something bigger than the actual moment itself. It's so have you guys ever heard of the iceberg effect?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So only sees the tip, which is jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The bottom of jealousy stems from a lot. For me, it was childhood trauma, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
It's past trigger experiences from Los.
Yep. Yeah.
It's past experiences from you as well. So I think the more you're self-aware of what it is that, first of all, accept that you're feeling that way, which is jealous, envious, or ambition, or whatever the feeling is.
Just fuck the word.
Yeah, forget the word. Just channel that. You said something about feelings is
it's the signal.
Is the signal.
It's
exactly.
Not the message.
That's very well said.
Yeah.
Because if you can start with that and then go from there, it'll all kind of solve itself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just to follow up with that is like, it's jealousy at its first initial thing is not bad. It's when it controls you, it's when it's bad.
Right.
And so I think that's where we get caught up in our disagreement.
I mean, I think I can somewhat agree with you to an extent with that. I think that feeling jealousy is not necessarily bad, because at that point it's just feelings.
Yeah, it's
you're letting
you know.
You're feeling, like you say, like I look at jealousy, I love the analogy or the way you put it, it's an indicator. So
yeah.
You know, like it's kind of like,
that's what it is.
That hurt my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So emotionally, I hit my hand. Yeah. Jealousy is letting me know that I'm emotionally hurt.
Yeah.
So I think that, you make a point with that. Like there is a stage where it's just being human.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily.
And the result is the best place, because even though Los and I don't agree on what is the signal of jealousy, we do deal with jealousy the same way.
Right.
When he felt what he felt was jealousy, he addressed it to me first the day he felt it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to talk about it.
Right.
We were able to deal with it. It didn't fester. When I feel the inspiration, I'm just paying attention. When I start to feel jealousy, I bring it up. You get what I'm saying? So so that it doesn't allow myself to become that old self where I was very possessive and very, like, you know, I let it just eat me up and not do anything with it.
So I'm curious to know more about that conversation then, right? So here we are. It's all out on the table.
Now we're here.
And just really quick, I just so you addressed Los, you addressed it.
Yeah.
Jared, you filtered it.
Well,
it.
I basically just told Los, like, I understand because we both started this. And we didn't even allow it to grow before we are adding somebody in.
Right.
Yeah. Which is also part of my initial thing. I was like, dude, we don't even
know if this can work.
We don't even know what we have. And now you want to throw another person in.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And I think, you know, I explained it to him was like, you know, adding somebody in does not take away what you already
exactly.
bring.
Exactly.
Right.
I still think that you are very, very important to the show.
Sure.
It wouldn't work with just me and JD, you know? It wouldn't work with, you know, it wouldn't work with just me and Los. I'm not to say it wouldn't work, but it wouldn't work as good.
It works better. It works better with the three of us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I had to explain that to him. And then you even said too, which bring it back to your point of self-awareness, you were like, I understand this is very insecure.
Yeah. Oh, no, I from the jump.
Yeah.
Like before we even started talking about it, I was like, look, so I got some really shitty feelings. I feel like a bitch for even feeling like this, but I have to just talk it out so that way I can get rid of them.
And that's commit. That's huge. And that is a prime example on how to deal with jealousy.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think most people would never be able to do what you did.
I mean, 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to do what I did.
You see?
It's about like self-awareness, self-growth, all that.
But never. And they just let it fester and eat them up, and they start doing things subliminally that ruin the relationship.
Sure.
And it probably made our relationship stronger. And it made me appreciate JD in a different way.
Exactly.
So I will say this. I do have to fall back a little bit on my stance there as far as jealousy always being bad, because you're kind of making me aware of the fact that there is a window where it exists where you can use it positively, whether you flip it into the fuel then again, I still think you have to address it.
Yes,
you have to address it. You can't just be blind to it, but there's that moment where you can use it and address
and
it, self-aware,
closer, you know,
be aware and grow.
And I'm sure you probably feel a way towards Los knowing that he was able to talk about that, you know, and not use it as a fuel to like edge you out.
No, I admire that you came to Jared with that. And I also know why you came to him about it. And we talked about this recently, like in the last week or so.
Yeah, I was like,
I think we're on the phone with Shay, with my wife. And I was like, Jared has this ability to it was us yesterday. We're in the pre-call. And I was like, You came to the table and you were like, I need you guys basically to kind of step your game up and not like because I'm better, but kind of like, I want to bring us up collectively.
Yeah.
And that says a lot about you as a person, as a leader.
Yeah.
And for me, honestly, full disclosure, it's something I'm on the fly adapting to, because I'm usually the leader.
Yeah,
I'm usually number one not to, you know, have that come off in the wrong way, but I don't know how to play passenger and or backseat.
Because
if we're on the car right now, there's only two seats in the front.
And
I'm not used to that. I'm the one always driving.
Yeah.
And here I'm again, full disclosure, saying I'm here for it though.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm gonna grow from it. Is your shirt perfect? Have you stopped growing? It's the perfect shirt for what I'm speaking on. Because Los coming to you is the only thing I take from that is signs of growth.
Yeah.
Los coming to you specifically, the only take from you is it's a sign of growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you could have taken like, man up. Why be being a little bitch, bro? You don't even know. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I had.
So put it in post. But you know what I'm saying? So growth. And here I am growing because I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And comfort and growth cannot coexist.
No, absolutely not.
I'm a little out of my lane. I'm a little out of my element, especially talking about sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a whole thing. And that wasn't a jealousy thing. I was just like,
No, but it's equating it to like feeling that that insecurity that can spawn to jealousy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm like, do I continue with this? Because as a brand, my own personal brand, what I'm trying to build,
it's
totally different. So how do I marry the two? Which is something I've actually been struggling with this whole week, but it's all good. We'll figure it out.
No. And I think that's a brilliant. And that was the one thing that I always would bring up was like when I would bring up topics, I'd be like, man, I hope JD, I know this is completely different than your brand, but I think it's admirable. You know, I think it's admirable that you are able to put that on the table, that you're able to
I think it also it gives us a different viewpoint, because you and I think agree on a lot of things. We have very similar viewpoints and even experiences.
Yeah.
And I think JD definitely has unique and, you know, different takes on things. And it gives us more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If all three of us agree, or just if somebody's watching me and
it's
you,
lame.
It's a circle jerk. Nobody wants to watch
that. Yeah. You next.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, I think that's what's going to make this entertaining, you know, and just for the viewers out there, like, and I have to say this to you, is that your brand is so crucial to this.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to lose this. Your brand.
100%.
And I don't want you to be in a place where you feel like my brand can't fit in this.
Yeah.
Because it does. On topics 100%. Where you're not used to talking about them, you can bring that perspective. And that perspective is very important. Yeah. You know, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. I'm out here, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Los is pretty out here too.
Yeah,
so
I think
I sound like Tucker Carlson using slang on fucking CNN at night. Gosh. Fox News, I mean.
Wait, I don't know that reference.
It's just some white guy that
he just talks
news.
Crazy.
No, I don't even think he uses those references, but when you say ouch, you're really going for it there.
So but like somebody, I think,
no,
yeah,
no, you're right. No, no,
the audience knows. The audience knows what I mean.
Just
when
the way
I say
you
I'm
said
out
it,
here.
You sound like a middle school teacher trying to relate to kids. Turn my seat backwards. Pull
you
up,
know.
Kids. Let me rap with you for a minute.
Dab on them. Go ahead and dab on them.
But no, I just had to say that to you, though. Like, sure. And I think every perspective is very important. And I think the thing that will make the show is our arguments. I hate to say it.
And also, too, to add to it, we can, I guess, conclude with it. But
yeah, we'll call this.
If I'm quiet, or maybe Los, because I noticed Los, you were a little more quiet in the second episode of Getting Back with Tracks. Right? And Jay, you may be quiet on some stuff. And me and Los will rap for a second. I think it's only because, I hope I can speak on everyone's behalf, it's only because I'm learning.
Yeah.
Learning,
If I was quiet on the sex stuff, I'm learning.
Yeah.
And I'm totally okay.
Yeah, Jared, we were learning.
To learn.
On the right side.
You know,
I did learn that, the right side.
Yeah, and teeth without too much teeth.
Yeah.
And then play the harmonica for him like Stevie Wonder one time. Oral God.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, you don't have to take any of those advice. Fuck y'all.
Hey, no, I'm taking some. I learned something. Yeah. I learned a little something.
But,
the right
but
side.
No, so look, and here
lean
it is.
To the right.
In finale, God get. God gave you two ears and one mouth. Just listen. And just I was listening. I was learning.
Yeah. No respect. All
same.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is my. It's becoming my favorite part of the episode is when we get to.
Mine too.
Call somebody in. I love this part because it allows us to really connect with the audience. It allows us to really talk to y'all. And I have a thing with the voice. I really
sometimes
do.
Talk too much.
I really do have a thing with the voice. I love to hear
we do
you guys.
Love the
your
voice.
Audio, we know.
You know,
you're
I'm
an
audio
driven
man.
Guy.
Give me the sounds. All right, I'm gonna call this lady.
Call her. Call her.
Lady
up.
Or girl? How old is she?
She's a woman.
Okay. She's a lady.
I call this lady. I'm like, she's 16.
Can you hear?
Behold a lady.
Well, we can hear.
That's Andre 3000. Lady in red.
That's all I know.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
What's going on? It is Enjoy the podcast host, Jared Brady and Los and JD in the house.
Hey.
What's up?
How are you doing? First of all, is this going to be anonymous or are we going to be able to know your name?
Shit, I definitely just
you might have to know my name.
Huh?
You can know my name.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's Lin-Lin.
Hey. First of all, we've been homies for like a long time. Did we go to the same high school?
No, we didn't.
Jeez,
Jared. Off to a great start.
But I feel like we know a lot of all of our friends are from the from high school. Like I went to high school with a lot of your friends.
For sure.
And so this got awkward.
I know you so well. Didn't we go to high school together? No, we didn't.
But anyways, so today we're talking about jealousy. Los and I have been going in and going at it about this topic. We disagree.
A little bit.
We disagree a little
bit. There's some common ground. But
what is your first reaction when you hear the word jealousy?
It's kind of like bad. It's just bad.
Yep, it sounds like you're like Los.
Because you know the definition of it. That's why you feel
that. But I also feel like sometimes it could be kind of like cute, like, but you just can't go overboard.
Yeah.
A girl has to have some type of like a guy has to be some kind of jealous, like sometimes.
Yeah.
So they kind of like can show that they care. I guess it's kind of it might be toxic a little bit, like if it crosses the line.
Can you share a personal story around a jealousy or do you have a jealous friend, a jealous significant other? What is your relationship?
It's definitely going to be me.
First of all, I hate to cut you off right now, but honestly, you're my hero for this because I have a problem with people who cannot admit that they're jealous.
Hey. And nobody wanted apparently, except
you know,
for
you. You know, I'm not typically jealous all the time, but there was my partner, like it's my ex, but why we're exes. But yeah, that was a little like we crossed the line with the jealousy. And I can't really remember any stories about him being jealous.
Yeah.
Like crazy like me.
Yeah, so, can you let the cat out the bag? Set us up here.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two short little stories, I guess.
Hey.
So one time he had a show, like he was doing like an American Idol kind of show.
Oh, musician.
And yeah.
Jared's jealous.
And I was going for the, like, to be part of the audience.
Yeah.
And I was backstage and stuff with his family, and, like, this one of the workers there kept asking him, like, if he was good or if he needed anything, or, like, you know, all day. And it's
just
took
doing
me
their
all
job.
Day. Yeah.
Just a little bit too but much. Like, a little too much.
Just earning, like, the money that the company pays them. That's all.
That's all. You know.
No big deal.
But, like, you know, like, there's a little, like, there's a little too much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. There's a little Philly. You can tell. Girls have intuition.
Yeah. Or they have insecurity.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. It's definitely both.
Yeah.
But
so what happened? So she's giving your man some attention, asking him if he's good, filling up his water, making sure his throat is nice and.
Oh, jeez. Oh, pause.
Yeah, giving him some fucking checking tea, asking him every 5 minutes if he wants some tea.
Yeah.
No, bitch, so the cup is hot, all right? Leave him alone. He's fine.
So he finally, like, sits next to me, and I'm kind of just like, do you like her?
Ooh.
Dang.
And he just went off on me.
Oh, well, because was this the first time that you kind of displayed a little bit of jealousy, or was this kind of like ongoing thing?
It was an ongoing thing for sure. But those were like
he had enough.
These two stories are the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there is another one where he brought his cousin to the house.
Oh, if you were jealous of the cousin?
Huh?
Were you jealous of the cousin?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, his cousin brought a girl.
Ooh.
And they were supposed to shoot, like, some cooking show or whatever. And he was going to be the, like, little videographer for it.
Hmm.
And
oh,
they were taking pictures, and he started taking pictures of her. And, like, he would tell her, like, all right, look at the camera like this, and shoot, like.
Give me a little bit more pout.
Wait, exactly. So you're there. Like, you're there for this.
Yeah, it's my house. Oh. It's my house, okay? So, so then she's, like, looking at him.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, but obviously she's looking at the camera, not necessarily him.
Yeah.
But so that didn't register in my mind at the time. I just think it's all red. And I kind of just like got an attitude, and I just went to a different room.
Oh.
And then we all went to the store, and I finally was like, do you know her? Have y'all have y'all been a thing? Have y'all like had sex? Like, what's the deal? Because she's really googling you. Like, and I'm not, she's in my house.
Yeah.
So I'm
not
playing with this.
Yeah.
And he got so upset. He's like, he yelled at his cousin in the middle of the supermarket, yelled at his cousin while she's standing right there, and was like, yo, do I know her?
Oh.
Like, have I ever met her before?
And the cousin's going to cover for him, too. The cousin's going
to not even necessarily cover the cousin.
Exactly.
I mean, it's probably the truth. He probably doesn't know her.
Nah, but
he doesn't know her.
He probably knows
her. He didn't know her.
He probably knows her. He probably knows her.
He probably knows her to this day.
Well, you know what? I actually want to break the story. I want to break the story down, because I really think that your story is so relatable. There's so many. I've been in relationships with, different people where I've dealt with a very similar issue. I remember one time I was at a Christmas party. And the girl that I was with, that I was dating at the time, there was a girl that was there in a red dress that I didn't even notice. I didn't notice her.
Always the red dress.
And she was like, my girlfriend at the time was like, oh, you guys are staring at each other. You guys are flirting. And I had no idea. But here's the thing. After she pointed her out.
Oh, then you noticed her?
Oh, we was flirting the whole night.
Would you have flirted with her had she not pointed it out?
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably what it was then.
I mean, oh, yeah, you were. But all right, was she attractive to you? Or was
she
it
was
like
attractive,
or was
yes.
it a retaliatory thing, is what I'm saying? Did you make a point of it to flirt with her at that point?
No, it just, I just would, and then the next thing I know, I would be in it like, I'm like, oh, I got to get away. I can't talk to you.
Oh,
like,
shit.
My girl got eyes on me. But anyways, I want to ask you, what do you think it was that made you feel, I don't want to call it crazy, but made you feel like you had to give in to the jealousy to cause it a problem in the relationship? Was there something that you felt that you were losing, or was there something that you felt like you didn't trust him? Like, how were you getting to that point?
The trust was definitely at a very minimal. There's even times where we would go to the beach and I'd be like, are you looking at her?
Oh.
Like, just little things like that. And he'd be asleep.
Oh.
Like, but
How did you get to the place of
Lin-Lin? Jeez, come on. Lin-Lin.
How did you did he do anything in your past, or did you have a past relationship?
Well,
it was definitely him in the past. Like I'd known him like a long time before the relationship, and I knew the kind of person he was and what he was capable of.
Yeah. So Lin-Lin, you didn't manage your expectations.
I didn't what?
Manage your expectations.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I just wanted what I wanted.
Gotcha.
I ended up getting what I knew.
Be careful what you ask for. Lin-Lin, I told this to Jared. What you want and what will bring you joy might not be the same thing.
We can call her Lindsay.
Oh, okay. Oh. Hey,
that's what's in the phone.
I saved you as Lin-Lin, and they're
I'm looking at the phone. I'm looking at the phone. It says Lin-Lin. I don't know, Lindsay.
We thought that was the nickname.
You could have been Linda.
I thought that was the nickname.
I don't know.
I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Lin-Lin. Yeah.
So Lindsay. now we know.
Okay.
But again, Lindsay, I hope you take the managing your expectations as a sign of like. Is it shame on him or shame on you?
You know, it's a little bit of both, I feel like, just because I wasn't overreacting in certain scenarios, because there have been times where I've seen him, like, you know, doing like a little too much flirting.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. And doing stuff behind my back. So it's like, even if he wasn't flirting, he was still not being totally honest. So like me being in that. And staying there, I just feel like it was kind of just inevitable. It's going to happen. But yeah. I mean, I'm not like that anymore. Like, it was crazy because it was really only with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm a little jealous. I get a little jealous, but I never usually cross that line.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what did you do did you move past it at that moment, or did it just kind of be the end of y'all? Know what I mean?
I let it sit and I let it fester. It was bad. It was like, but at the same time, he never really did anything to like try to make it better.
Reassure you anyway.
Like,
right.
Yeah. No, he was always so against the reassurance. He never wanted to do that. So, you know.
Yeah.
I could only ask for so much, and I wasn't getting anything of what I was asking for. So eventually, that shit just went down the drain.
Would you say for somebody that is in your situation right now, what are character flaws that you would say you want to red flag in the beginning? So what I mean by that, were there things, you said that earlier, that there was things that he did before you guys started dating that were red flags to you, that he wasn't going to treat you with the type of respect that you need to feel whole and not let jealousy take over? So are there any things that you would notice in somebody that you're dating that are like no-goes now?
Honestly, yeah, just the honesty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm the kind of person where I'm just like, you could be overly honest with me. I would rather someone be overly honest and like tell me things. And it sucks because a lot of guys especially aren't typically like that.
Right.
Well, their experience have been told otherwise. You know?
What?
Their experience have been told otherwise.
True.
So they're afraid to tell you, hey, I got into this little flirtation situation.
Like,
I felt like, or this girl is attractive and we're at this party and I might look at her a couple of times, but it's nothing to take away from you. Like, if we were to feel good to tell you these things, it is hard for us to do that, because every relationship that we may have been in prior has shown that
otherwise.
If I get caught doing this, it is bad, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you hit on the head, like, you know, having that honesty. I think just creating that atmosphere of, hey, look, you're not going to be in trouble if you tell me these things.
But Lindsay, stick to that though, because don't hit us with the okie doke.
I want you to be
overly honest. I'm like, okay,
test.
Cool. Here you go. And you're like, see, this is why I can't trust you. And like, come on, it's got to be.
Honestly, I'm like in a situation right now where the dude is overly honest, and I'm just like, at first I'm like, oh, and then I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I asked for that. So
I'm how did it make you feel when he first started telling you the things that you were asking him to be honest about?
I definitely felt triggered you know, but at the same time, I also have to check myself in situations like that, because it's like I'm a baddie. Like
big yourself up. Bop.
Yeah, exactly. And that would be my advice for girls that are in that type of situation.
Gratitude.
I personally just feel like if girls act like they don't care and they just
gratitude
act like they're that, like no other girl, like can even measure up to them. Not in an egotistical way, but in like a confident way. Like, not like you're going to treat this girl crappy because, you know, you're better than you think you're better than her. But I definitely feel like being able to just be confident in that kind of scenario where jealousy comes into play, instead of like being all up under him,
yeah,
is gonna make the situation a little bit better, I feel like.
I was gonna say, I mentioned this earlier on the episode, it comes back to gratitude, right? It comes back to being grateful for what you have, and more, mm-hmm, also as well, being aware of what you want and what you need,
mm,
right? And being very clear on that. And then I'll end with this. You repeat what you don't repair. I said this earlier, mm-hmm, in the episode. So you had these triggers from the past. You didn't repair, mm-hmm, anything. So you just keep going into new relationships, repeating the same thing, expecting, mm-hmm, new results, and you're not going to get, mm-hmm, them. You repeat, mm-hmm, what you don't repair.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like also, oh crap, I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That happens to me all the time. That's literally the Jared move right there. But no, I really do. I think that your story, I mean, thank you for being so honest about, yes, it, because your story is something that we all can relate to. I feel like when I initially asked for everyone's jealousy stories, the first response, all those responses were always starting with, well, I'm not a jealous person, but,
right,
you,
right,
know,
right.
But I believe that jealousy is in all of us, and it's just, yeah, off of how you interact with it, yeah, and how you acknowledge it.
And accept it.
And accept,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But I honestly, like I was saying earlier, I really thank you for coming on here,
yes,
and being so transparent.
Thank,
because
you, Lin-Lin.
It's so huge. Everybody can relate to it. Yeah, do you want to shout out your socials?
Sure.
Hey.
My socials are, I think they're both Return of the Mac. But
hey, Return of the Mac. I'm not going to lie. Every time I see, yeah, you post something and I read your headline or your username, I always sing the song.
For sure.
Yeah, great. Marketing. That's what I want. My Return of the Mac is spelled RTURN of the Mac.
Yay.
Dope.
Underscore.
Dope.
But well, yes, sick. Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, let them. Oh, wait. We said there's an underscore under there at the,
yeah,
end?
Yeah.
On the bottom, yeah. Oh, yeah, at the end.
All right. Well, then again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lin-Lin.
Thank you, Lindsay.
It's, we're great. We're appreciative.
Yes. Yes. We're grateful.
Of course. Thanks.
Thank you.
Later.
Anytime. So, let's just do this. Obviously, we know what we disagree on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we agree on? We agree that you need to identify,
yeah,
the jealousy.
Accept it.
And you need to address, talk about it, et cetera, so that way you can move on from it.
Yeah. First, right, step,
yeah,
is to admit that you're jealous. Yep. Second step is to understand that everyone feels jealousy, and,
yep,
it is a normal trait.
It's okay.
Not something that you can suppress.
Yep. Right.
And I look at it like a tool rather than a hindrance. And I think that most people let it take over. As soon as you let jealousy take over you, you have lost.
Right.
And
yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah. And use it as motivation and not insecurity.
Exactly.
Yeah, we disagree on a lot, but we agree on that.
Hey. Right. Do you want to read your one-liners, bro? They're not in there right now.
Wait. Yeah.
They're not
wait,
in
JD,
there.
JD, go ahead. Read your line. Come on. Drop it.
They're not in there right now.
JD, drop
gems.
A gem. JD, can you drop a gem on us?
Now I feel like this is a pity fuck.
Well, would you rather have a pity fuck or no fuck at all?
Now I wish I pity fucked it, because I understand how it feels to not be pity fucked.
Drop a gem, JD. Drop
I
a
just
gem.
Wanted to say,
yeah,
if anyone is out there jealous of an ex.
Mm.
Or anything in their past.
Anything in your past.
Yeah.
When you let go of the past will let go of you.
Dang. Yep, correct.
Bombs.
And I second that.
All right, thanks for listening.